Krishna orchestrated the environment in which he spoke as an essential part of his instruction. Because unless we are receptive to hear, it remains at the best academic or intellectual, or it may even make us feel good. In order for food to provide nutrients and strength, we require very efficient digestion. This is the principle of Ayurveda. Arjuna, he was not just sitting in a classroom with his computer, you know, taking notes. He was hungry, starving. He felt a profound need. It wasn't convenient. It wasn't just curiosity. So similarly, it usually takes people being put in various trials in life before they really take their spiritual life very seriously. It doesn't have to be that way, but it's human nature. Usually it is that way. Arjuna was a very kind, compassionate person who had great love in his heart. But right before him was an imminent battle. And it was so confusing for him. First, he accepted, yes, I will do. And then he came to the conviction, no, I reject, I will not do. And it came to the point where everybody was watching. In fact, in Mahabharata, the whole world was watching. Arjuna was in a crisis. There was a necessity. And when he turned to Krishna, it was with tears. Please instruct me. What is real compassion? What is my real duty? What is to be done and what is not to be done? And in those less than an hour that the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Arjuna was fully enlightened. Because he had such a deep hunger for that knowledge. And every time we read Bhagavad Gita, the same potency of Krishna is there if we're receptive to receive it. Because in transcendental sound vibration, Krishna may have spoken it 5,000 years ago. But in the text, in hearing qualified persons speak, that same energy, that same grace of God is manifesting according to our receptivity. The association or the community of Vaishnavas is here for the purpose of reminding us. Although Krishna consciousness is very joyful, it becomes more and more joyful as there's deeper realizations of connecting with Krishna. Just like a feast, yes? So we enjoy a feast, it's fun, it's a happy moment. But if you don't have digestion, how much will you enjoy a feast? So similarly, hearing about Krishna is the most beautiful and happy experience. But to the degree we're actually hungry for that knowledge, we feel the necessity, the urgency for it, we could really experience that happiness because it goes deep into our soul.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.